With a little bit of luck. That was that last track, and you just heard a jazz version of My Fair Lady that was recorded by Shelly Mann and his friends. Shelly Mann on drums, Andre Previn on piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass. Recorded in 1956 at about the time when My Fair Lady was knocking everybody's socks off on Broadway. And some great writing there, some very interesting interpretations. And I think at the time and for the number of years after that, if people were very familiar with the music of My Fair Lady, they could really get inside that album. It may be a little more unusual for folks who have no idea what My Fair Lady was all about, but that was my historical segment for today. The Shelly Mann trio there with Andre Previn on piano, Mann on drums, and Leroy Vinegar on bass. And we have just snuck into the third hour of our program today. We're just about 2 minutes after 12. And in case you were wondering,
this is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us, and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 MHz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Victoria King speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Yes, that's what you'll hear is great community radio. And this particular program in that great community radio is Voyage. My name's Keith Black at Jazz Live between 10 and 1 here on Wednesdays. We stream live at ckuw.ca and we archive our programs there as well. So you can check out what we've done in the past. And And we've been doing this, it's interesting, latterly as I play that announcement, and as I put my show together, I realize that this little station has been doing this for 25 years, and we're not stopping now. Well, to get back to some music that's a lot more recent than 1956, to say the least, and this is a trio that doesn't sound anything like the trio that you just heard. This is Trio San. Their debut album, actually. But Trio San is made up of three people who have all added compositions or all work on the composition of the album, but basically led by pianist Satoko Fuji, mallet virtuoso, as he is identified, Taiko Saito, and master drummer Yuko Oshima. And they have released their debut album, which is called Hibiki, and they really remarkable. They were apparently doing a European tour, and they toward the end of that tour, they decided to formalize some of their work, and it ended up with this album. This is really good stuff, and this is very, very contemporary jazz trio. And jazz trio these days has such a wide range. It used to be if you heard that there was going to be a jazz trio, it was probably piano, bass, and drums, with the pianist being the leader. Jazz trio these days it can be anything at all, so you can't make any assumptions anymore. Here's Trio San, a very fascinating contemporary trio from their brand new, or actually it's a few months old now, album Hibiki. Two tracks. The first one is called Yozakura, and the second one is Ichigo.
Thank you. Thank you.
first time I heard that album, I was shocked when I heard the applause because I'd lost track of the fact that it was, in fact, live. But it's a very well-behaved audience, for sure, because you don't even know they're there until they applaud. Mercy. That was Trio San with Satoko Fuji on piano as the leader there. And they were on a European tour when they decided to put together some of the music that they were playing and issued their debut album, which is called Hibiki. Really neat stuff. It's now 12:34 Central Time in Winnipeg. You are listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. This program is Voyage. My name's Keith Black, and there's a little less than half an hour left to go. So, and I've got at least half an hour of music left, so let's get going here. Fascinating and arguably a unique sort of album next, with bass player Dan Loomis from Toronto. He is very, very busy and is involved in a lot of different bands, a lot of different configurations. But this album is called Revolutions, and as the title suggests, it's an analysis of that concept. And it is interesting in that it has the album is set up with alternating tracks between instrumental and spoken word episodes. It really works quite well. The outlining of some generic characteristics of Revolutions are there, but the main interpretation is that of the Haitian Revolution that was carried out against French colonial rule by liberated slaves in Haiti between 1791 and 1804. It's been called, apparently, the only revolution in history in which enslaved people succeeded in establishing a new country. The album also references South American liberation from Spain during the same era. It's really a very powerful album. The band here is Taina Lagonde on vocals, with bassist Dan Loomis, Owen Broder on clarinet, Sebastian Noel on guitar, and Rodrigo Recabarren on drums. That's on the instrumental tracks. The narrative tracks that alternate are backed by Loomis again, with Jeff Miles on guitar and Chess Smith on tanbo. Now, tanbo is the national drum of Haiti, so the drummer that you hear behind the spoken word is a tambo. This is very good. The spoken stuff is it's unflinching. It's very powerful, very straightforward, and talks clearly about not only the imperative of revolution at times, but the painful cost of making those decisions. I'm going to play four tracks, two of the spoken bits and two longer tracks. This is from Revolutions, bass player Dan Loomis, a new mix. Let me see what the full title of this is. It's very short. A new mix of people is ready to become itself. Here is Dan Loomis.
Spark, courage, joy. Our hero now is the virtuoso horse rider from the plains of Venezuela, A Janeiro. Would become president of Venezuela, José Antonio Páez, a native, a man of his people, a general who craved only freedom, not a diplomat or a politician, but the cowboy general, who will charge into the fire and ford the river on horseback, breaking through, joy and victory, playfully finding every chink in his enemy's defenses. Freedom without agenda, idealism without bureaucracy, the audacity of the common man, the open plains of Venezuela, a new mix of peoples ready to become itself. tree falls. Hundreds of years of growth, searching branches, widening trunk, and summer's broad leaves. All of these accumulated moments, strengths, fallen on the forest floor. Incalculable loss, tragedy. Yet the roots remain. The mass of the tree above is mirrored in its strength below. And with some help and some luck, it can spring back again. New leaves, new sprouts, and a new trunk may rise. Toussaint says, in overthrowing me, you have done no more than cut down the trunk of the tree of liberty. It will spring back from the roots, for they are numerous and deep.
Thank you.
trunk of liberty springing from the roots of the ideas around them. Four tracks you just heard from an album called Revolutions with bass player Dan Loomis and his exploration of that tricky subject, referring to the Haitian Revolution and the South American Revolution at about the same time in the late 1800s. But the characteristics are not unfamiliar to anybody who pays attention to what's been going on in the last 100 years or so, and may still be going on around the world somewhere as we speak. Revolutions, a fascinating new album. I think it's very ambitious, perhaps even a little courageous, and arguably unique, certainly very unusual anyhow. And I think Dan Loomis has done an excellent job of not only composing the instrumental pieces that are the alternating tracks, but in putting together a narrative that doesn't hold back anything. It talks very clearly about the cost of trying to overcome oppression and recognizing that it is a big cost on almost every occasion. Fascinating. And we're getting pretty close to the end of our show today, and I'm going to take us out with a newly released album of a session that took place actually in 2011. And it is with trumpeter Ron Miles. Now, maybe a name familiar to you, maybe not. Ron Miles was a very well-known trumpeter, composer, band leader, and an educator as well. He has lovely tone, and he plays beautifully. This live album is called Old Main Chapel, and it was a live recording with his trio, which is guitarist Bill Frisell. Remember him? We played him earlier today. And drummer Brian Blade. This is a lovely album. It is very, very fine. The playing was really good. I need to say that Ron Miles, one of the reasons you may not have heard of him is that at the latterly in his life, he was probably not recording as much. He died in March 2022 at the age of 58 with a rare blood disorder. His death was grieved in the jazz community, but this has just been Blue Note has just honored the legacy here of Ron Miles' work with this release, which was just actually a few days ago, live recording, and with Bill Frisell and drummer Brian Blade. I'll take us out with that album today. There's one fairly extensive track, and then certainly at least part of another one. And you have been listening to Voyage here on CKUW 95.9 FM. My name's Keith Black, and as always, it has been a privilege and a pleasure for me to share my music with you for these last 3 hours. I hope that you'll tune in again next week, because I'll be back, all being well, to do it again with three more different hours. Three more hours. The hours are the same. The music will be different. Anyhow, check in next week. I hope you've heard something today that will encourage you to do that. And look after yourselves for the next week. It's a lovely day at the moment. I hope you can take advantage of that. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you next time. Here's Ron Miles and his trio. And this track is called Mr. Kevin. Bye for now.